Heard.
Rents.com and on other websites recently, which apparently caused, and understandably so, a lot of concern amongst a lot of Texans. It had to do with a supposed plan based on reverse speech analysis of a nuclear explosion, which allegedly was going to happen in April. The issue of reverse speech being used to legitimize any forecast for any kind of terror attack is, of course, something that is a very delicate issue, especially because reverse speech is not recognized by most people at this point in time, except if they have been following the work of David John Oates, the founder of reverse speech, for over 20 years now. We have spent on this program, well, I couldn't even count the hours over the years, with David hearing some incredible examples of his discovery, which are, by and large, housed at his ReverseSpeech.com website, which I urge all of you to go visit and avail yourselves of. It is extraordinary. I don't know how else to put it. It is something that will leave you scratching your head or in utter disbelief. It is a very precise and exact technology that David has pioneered. He has laid down very strict rules for using reverse speech, and the evidence gained from it can only go as far as the quality of the speech reversals themselves are concerned. Now, David is on the program with us at this moment, and hello, David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you, mate?
We're hanging in there, friend. Thank you very much. This story, I think what we should do is take it slowly and tell people about the story and why the story should not be taken seriously in terms of your expertise and your incredible knowledge of this entire field called reverse speech.
All right. Well, I first heard about this, not quite a week ago when I started getting emails and part of fact, our reverse speech officers started getting phone calls in about reverse speech, saying that there was going to be a nuclear bomb attack in Houston over Easter. And I'm going, what? First I've heard of anything like this, you know. But anyway, I was directed to this website, kenwelsh.com. If you readers want to go there, it's kenwelch.com. And I know Ken, but I've heard of him on the grapevines for several years now. He's been an amateur reverse speech hobbyist for quite some time, and I've never had any reason to have any disagreements or anything with him. Anyway, so I went to the site and I started reading. He's got quite an elaborate spiel there on how this a nuclear bomb has been smuggled in on a freighter. It's headed for Houston, and it's going to explode near the NASA headquarters over Easter. Allegedly, this is all a collusion by the U.S. government, because he quotes reversals from Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney and board. When I say reversals, I say reversals in inverted commas, because we're actually going to get in tonight, just by the way, on how to hear genuine reverse speech. It's something I've never really covered, actually, on how we teach it, but we're going to get into that as this program goes.
Very good.
So anyway, he quotes these alleged reversals to prove his case. Now, I immediately went in and started listening to them, and I'm going, what on earth? And I'm scratching my head, and I'm thinking, no, this is not right. And bearing in mind, this is what I do for a living. I train students how to hear, read, first speech, and I spend a lot of my time marking students' homework, you know. So I do this all the time. So I was shocked at what I was hearing, because they certainly weren't matching what he was saying, claiming that they said. So I got some of my students to, messaged and emailed some students and said, hey, listen, go to this website and tell me what you think. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me, you know.
Right.
And they all came back and said the same thing. Oh, no, these are appalling. They don't meet even the basic checkpoint for reversals. And like you say, we have a really strict criteria on how to document gain and reversal. And so I had about a half a dozen of my analysts and practitioners look at the site, and they all came back with exactly the same conclusion as what I did. And basically, he's imagining or projecting into the gibberish. You know, there's one or two genuine reversals there. I might have found two out of, I don't know, he quotes 30 or 40 odd. He spent a lot of time on this, by the way. He must have spent hundreds of hours doing this. So,
you'd think, David, that at some point he would, this is obviously when you begin to publish information like this, there is a certain responsibility that goes with it. In fact, a very grave responsibility, when you could theoretically panic millions of people. Now, you'd think that with a discipline like reverse speech that anyone, and I'm not singling out Mr. Welch in particular here, but anyone with that kind of an approach to an alleged story would want to run it by you and your staff to make sure at least that there's a backup in concurrence with your interpretation of the reversals. Did that happen?
Oh, well, I absolutely agree with you, Jeff. That is what should have happened, but no, it did not happen. And I must admit, other people over the years have contacted me. They've found Pacific reversals, and I'm the first person they contact, and that's exactly what he should have done, given the gravity of his claims. And, these are not minor claims. You don't sort of say there's a nuke going to go off in Houston without giving it a great deal of care and thought. But no, you're quite right, Jeff. He didn't contact me, and he should have.
In fact, David and I were in touch about this very early on, and he did put out, and I hope all of you saw it, a press release about this, disputing the findings that were made in the story on the website in question, to try to allay the fears of people, which certainly Americans now are in a state of mind that it doesn't take much to push them over the edge. And so that, I hope, was picked up by everyone at Rents.com and elsewhere. And I'm glad you put that press release out. It's very important.
Yeah, I didn't want to at first,
I remember.
I was hesitant on that. But I finally decided, look, I had to. I mean, I started getting emails from people who are actually selling up and moving out of Houston.
Oh, my.
And it's like, oh, gosh. And I couldn't have reverse speech associated with inaccurate reversals, which is where we're going to play some of these as this program goes on, so you can hear what I'm talking about.
You can all read David's news release. I've had it pulled back up. It's right there at the fourth story down from the top in headlines at Rents.com. In case you missed it the first time around, and right below that is a story done by Douglas Herman, an excellent writer, who was looking at the Ken Welch site and did write a story about the story on the Welch site. That was the first notice of it, and there's some history involved there. But so they're both there together at the top of Rents.com for you right now in the headlines section.
Right, good. Actually, I'm just scrolling down now. I can see
Fourth story there in headlines.
Oh, right, okay, yep. Right, yes, I've got it there. And then the one after that, too, New Texas, right.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so basically, I've really been forced into a position which I don't like taking, but with such serious claims and with people taking them seriously, I've really got to come out and, to dispute what I believe to be a bogus story.
May I say something also at this point? Running a website like I run, I take great pride in it, and the number of stories I get, not with reverse speech as the so-called validator in them, the number of stories I get predicting terror attacks, earth calamities, man-made and otherwise, weather war attacks, bio attacks, you name it, is extraordinary. And I do not post probably 98% of them. This one I posted because I thought it was running around and I thought it needed attention, and I hoped you would do exactly what you did, is weigh in with a verdict, one way or the other, that the reversals were, in fact, not there, which is what we got done, and that's crucial to let people see the fullness of a story as it is developed, played out, and examined. So stand by, David. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes with more.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're a regular listener to the program, then you're already well aware of the major economic and financial problems facing our country right now. The only real remaining question is, have you done anything to protect yourself and your loved ones from them? I've been recommending you call my good friends at ITM Trading for over 4 years now and to acquire some gold for yourself. Since that time, gold has risen over 70% to its most recent high, and some rare gold coins have risen more than 200% in value during that same period. While past performance is never a guarantee for future profit, I just can't see how the sky-high debt level here in the U.S. can be sustained much longer. We've gone from a creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation the world has ever seen. So do something to protect yourself and call ITM at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD and get some gold today. That's ITM Trading at 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
you, David Janos, on the phone with us live from Australia. All right, David, let's go. Both pieces are up there for everyone to read now at Rents.com. And again, I, above all else, have always been concerned about alarming Americans. It's just something that is so common now on the Internet, as you well know. There are stories and warnings from all kinds of quarters. But this one was going to get some notoriety, and I really am glad that you were able to come along. And I hope Mr. Welch is appreciative of that to whatever degree may be possible from his quarter, because it is something that is your domain. There are a lot of people. It's open to everyone, of course, reverse speech, but something of this gravity should have been brought to your attention, and that's one of the reasons I ran the story, because I didn't want reverse speech damaged, and I wanted this whole thing to be played out as we're doing it right now.
Yeah, look, Ken Walsh and I had some emails and with each other, and in point of fact, I actually emailed him before I issued the press release telling him I was going to do it. If he was going to hear about it, I wanted him to hear about it from me rather than someone else.
That's class, like you always do.
Anyway, I emailed him first. We've had a few email exchanges back and forth, and he claims that he has different requirements than I do for hearing reversal. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. Let's just play the reversals and let them speak for themselves.
David, if we can, for those people who don't know reverse speech, you might drop in an example at the appropriate time of some reversals that are clear and do meet your criteria.
Actually, in point of fact, I was thinking we should actually start off with that.
Let's do that.
Look, let's start off with a really clear reversal. This is classic reverse speech. This is Bob Dole, and he's resigning from the Senate in 1996.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
And this reversal's so clear, you're not going to, you know. Well, look, I'll tell you what it says so people know. It says in reverse, it's an honor. Now, when I play it, I want you to notice how you can hear all the letters. You can hear all the syllables. You can hear all the consonants. Very clear phrase. I'll run it at three speeds. It's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
And again.
It's an honor.
Now, let me show you something else, and this is a really important requirement for genuine reversal. I'm going to run the whole tape backwards, and you're going to notice that when it's an honor comes out, it's quite clear and unmistakable amongst the gibberish, and you can even hear it's got a different tonality than the surrounding gibberish. Really important point. Genuine reversals have got their own unique tonal signature that sounds different from the gibberish.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we go.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to be able to speak with those in your position.
And you can hear how that it's an honor comes up in tone quite dramatically, you know. And you know, that's obviously an example of an extremely clear reversal.
That's very good. You've made the point perfectly. The last time we were together, a few weeks ago, that you had some men that were stunning as well, very, very clear.
Oh, yeah, we were running, they were the Joran van der Sloot reversals. Yes,
yeah,
amazingly clear reversal. Here, look, here's another clear one. This is John Edwards, vice presidential candidate running with John Kerry in 1994, and he's having a go at George Bush for negative campaign ads. But what have we seen? Yeah. Relentless negative. Sorry, what was that, Jeff?
2004.
2004.
Yeah,
2004. Right. Okay, here we go. What have we seen? Relentless negative attacks against John. So in the weeks ahead, we know what's coming, don't we? More negative attacks. Aren't you sick of it? And backwards he says, I'd do it again.
Ask of it again.
And once again, you can hear all those words. You've got spaces between the words. You can hear the syllables and the consonants and the vowels. I mean, I think you'd agree that's another very clear one.
And it is, and if any one of you listening has ever had the opportunity to be in a room with David doing a seminar and a presentation, and when you hear them in person on speakers, you're hearing it over the telephone now. It is.
Yes.
It takes your breath away.
Oh, stunningly clear. Yeah, you know, I've had people come to my lectures quite skeptical and left extremely convinced. Look, genuine reversals are occurring in normal conversation on average about once every, 15 to 20 seconds of speech, in normal everyday conversation. They are occurring in very clear sentences, usually 4, 5, 6 words. They're grammatically correct. You can hear all the syllable, consonant, vowel sounds. They have a distinct tonal signature, as we just pointed out, and actually we'll do this on the John Edwards one as well. Let's just run the John Edwards ones backwards and see if you can hear the I do it again amongst the gibberish, and notice the difference in the tone and tonality. Quite clear
amongst
the Jewish.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Clear as it can be. And we have to pause here for just a moment. And we'll come back, and I want David to comment on the fact that these reversals are coming from the subconscious. And when people are talking to each other, they're subconsciously also talking to each other, making statements back and forth, apparently. And it's interesting how you get along with some people and so forth. You do get along with some people better than others because you're talking on two different levels. And the truth is the one that comes through the reversals. Absolutely. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rentz.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX-411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rentz.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Okay, right back with David John Oates, live from Australia, unraveling a confusing story, and I'm going to show you some examples. So we've given you two examples of reverse speech, and the most important thing to keep in mind is that this is a part of human verbal communication that people are just not aware of, but it happens all the time. And if you've ever talked to anyone and you had the feeling that they're lying to you or you don't like them, chances are that person's subconscious is speaking the truth to you. The conscious speech is lying, deceiving, distorting, but the subconscious will always speak the truth. And your subconscious reads that, hears it loud and clear through your ears, and will speak back to them. I mean, it's a whole world of reverse speech is extraordinary, and I would urge all of you who are interested in this, go to reversespeech.com and spend some time listening to the nearly 7,000 examples of it there. It's not a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, David.
There'd be 7,000 up there now. Go and listen to the Johan van der Sloot reversals. They'll give you chills down your spine.
I'll tell you.
Interesting. they were interesting reversals. All right. Now, let's begin and look at some of Ken Walsh's reversals, and we're going to be putting some other ones, some genuine reversals as well as we go, so we can just compare the difference between the two. Now, he's used a somewhat unusual format here. I'm just playing this straight. I've just taken this just straight off his website. Now, the first one I'm going to look at is on John Negroponte, who is the Director of National Intelligence.
Right.
And this is at Senate Intel Committee hearings in 1996. So let's run this forward.
Prisons continue to be fertile recruitment ground for extremists who try to exploit converts to Islam.
He puts those little beats in. Now he plays a small section of it backwards, I think. Let's just play this.
For extremists who try to exploit...
I know, forward. Now he would... All right, now, in that phrase, he claims he hears the phrase, the nukes here. So let's, I think he runs it at three different speeds here.
Zemir, zero.
Aye.
Zemir, zero.
So he's saying that says the nukes here. Now, there's several things wrong with it. For a start, there is no the. It's an SH, it's an S sound. Sanu. The new, and then the here, the end of it's quite imprecise. And he's also using, to slow it down, he's using, stretching the sound, or what they call time compression. We deliberately avoid that in reverse speech because you can actually create two syllables where there should only be one. So we deliberately avoid using time stretching. So anyway, did you hear the phrase, the nuke's here?
Yeah, I got that, and I got your explanation. We should listen to it again.
Yeah, here we go.
Samir, zero. Samir.
Oops, sorry. I cut that off too soon. Here we go.
Samir, zero. Samir, zero.
Many reasons that doesn't meet the checkpoints. The V is an SH sound. Nuke is imprecise, and here certainly is not here. It's here. It's got a real rolly sound. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. So here, let's move on to the next one.
Al-Qaeda remains interested in acquiring chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear materials. Al-Qaeda remains interested in...
Now here he says, this says, don't exist. Now I can actually hear what he's hearing on this one, but I actually... Personally, it's nothing I would personally document, but I can hear what he's hearing. Right in the gibberish. There it is. Don't exist. And again. But it's imprecise. It really is. It's certainly nothing I would go public with. I can almost hear it saying, don't eat this.
Right.
So, but what does don't exist mean? I don't know. Right. I don't know either. Then we come to one where I agree with one word in this reversal. And now, he's talking for us about terrorism being a global problem. Sorry, that's the end of the last one.
But in discussing all the many dangers the 21st century poses, it should be emphasized that they do not befall America alone. The issues we consider today confront responsible leaders everywhere.
Oh, okay, so that's the forwards. And let's see what he's done next.
Confront responsible leaders everywhere.
All right, he's saying this says, where we are registered evil, okay? We are, or we're, registered evil. That's what he claims this says. Now, I mean, Jeff, I mean, that's just gibberish. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't even hear what he's hearing there. I can hear where he's hearing the word evil, but it's not precise, it's not clear, it doesn't meet the checkpoint.
It rolls right into the next, and I do hear evil as well, but other than that, I can't make out anything.
No, I can hear evil. I agree that word is most likely there. Then we move on to the next one, where he talks about a ship coming into Houston.
Okay,
here we go.
They also have gained added reach through their merger with the Iraq-based network of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, which has broadened al-Qaeda's appeal within the jihadist community and potentially put new resources...
Okay, hang on there. Let's see what he goes on to next.
...at its disposal. That's it.
All right. He's saying he's got three words here. The first one is that ship.
That's it.
I mean, I can kind of hear what he's hearing, but...
Are you able to hear the P on ship? I do not.
No, I can't hear a P on ship. Can't hear it.
It sounds like he's saying much more something along the lines of I don't know. It's not there.
It's not there. Look, to all the listeners out there, please, I'm not putting these forwards, I need to stress, as good examples of reverse speech. They're just not precise.
Right, we'll do when we come back, we'll do another couple of examples of RS that meets the criteria with David John Oates. live from Australia in just a couple of minutes.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again,
860-567-7744. Anxiety of people about the Houston nuclear prediction. It certainly doesn't measure up in terms of reverse speech analysis, and we're making that point now with David John Oates, the founder of Reverse Speech. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'm getting quite a reaction to this show. I just downloaded a half a dozen emails. I'm quite shocked.
What are they saying?
They're all overwhelmingly saying these reversals don't meet the guidelines. Some people can hear a word here and there, but not cohesively. So Okay, let's play a reversal from last show I was on a couple of weeks ago. This is Joran van der Sloot. So he's
tell our listeners who he is, real quick.
Right, Joran van der Sloot is a suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway on the island of Aruba. He admits seeing Natalie Holloway. They went down to the beach together, and he claims the last time he saw her, she was on the beach, and she's been missing for several months now. So she's obviously dead, and that's where it stands. He was held in police custody for 3 months before he was finally released, but he's still a suspect. So here he is talking about it.
Because of them had a driver's license, but not all of them.
And backwards he says, what a murder.
What a murder.
What a murder. What a murder.
Now you can hear how clear and well-formed that is. I mean, that obviously you can hear the M on murder, you can hear the D, you can hear the ER, and you can hear all the syllables. You've got nice gaps between the words. One of the things that the checkpoints is that the words don't all run together. You can each hear each individual word, and that's quite clear and that's quite precise. And if we run the whole track backwards, you'll hear that quite distinct tonal shift in the gibberish. Right there. Let's do it again. And you can hear there's a gap before the reversal. There's a distinct ending where the reversal finishes. So, and here's another genuine one. This is one I played on your show before. This is an American evangelist.
Great things, Warren, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee. Lovest thou me.
And this one says, my advice is rancid. And notice the nice melodious sing-song tone to it.
My advice is rancid. My advice is rancid.
And again.
My advice is rancid.
You like that one, Jeff?
I'd like that one.
Yeah, that's a funny one. Yeah, and once again, let's play the whole lot backwards. And notice how clear it is amongst the gibberish.
It just leaps out at you.
Just quite obviously quite strong. All right, let's look at a couple of Ken Welsh's. And this is an example from Dick Cheney. And he's speaking to the Wyoming legislature. So here's the section forward.
For decades, since the first time I stepped foot in this chamber back in 1965.
And
more than four decades.
He's saying there's a reversal here that says they scheduled the bomb. Right there. Now that doesn't sound anything like they scheduled the bomb. The sounds just aren't there. You can't hear the CH on the scheduled. The word bomb sounds more like dom. It's a D sound. Let's run that again.
Right, and even here on the telephone, I can hear that clearly, and it's. It's unfortunate, but people, when they really become focused on a goal, things kind of just work that way. I don't want to say people are hearing things out of the blue, but they hear things that kind of fit their priority and their agenda, and it's just not there.
Look, it's a shame, and I'm not saying Ken Welsh has done anything wrong here. You know, he's quite genuine, I believe, in what he's done. But unfortunately, he just hasn't followed documentation rules and has come up with an erroneous conclusion. And that's all I can say.
Has he taken, David, any reverse speech training with you at all?
No, he actually took the words right out of my mouth. No, he hasn't. And I can't stress strongly enough how important training is. I mean, it's just so important. It's, you know, I mean, you don't go out and to a foreign country and start speaking their language until you've learned a little bit about the language and, you know, how to speak it. Reverse speech is the same way. You've got to be trained in this thing. The skeptics say it's all imagination. Well, unfortunately, in between the genuine gibberish, I mean, you've got reversals once every 15 or 20 seconds, but then you've got 15 or 20 seconds of gibberish in between the genuine reversals. And that's where people are making the mistakes. They're, they are imagining or projecting their own agenda into that backwards sentence, if you know what I mean. And it really bothers me. It discredits the technology. I mean, there's going to be people out there that can say, well, reverse speech, I mean, no matter what I say on this program, people are still going to think reverse speech says there's going to be a nuke attack in April, it's going to come and go, and then they're going to discard reverse speech. And it's a shame, because with a bit of training, you can avoid all of this. And Ken has certainly got the patience to put the time in, and if he could follow the documentation rules, he wouldn't have this issue we've got now.
Right.
Anyway, I don't mean to be sound like I'm preaching, but
no, you tell it like it is.
Yeah. You know. There's one thing I tell my students in the very first weekend of training, and it's: I'm not teaching you how to document more. I'm teaching you how to document less. I'd rather you document 10 reversals that are really clear and precise and accurate, and 50 reversals, half of which don't meet the documentation rules. You've got to make sure all those letters and words are there. All right, let's move on to Ken Welsh's next reversal that he says on the ship. Let's see what we've got.
Those 40 days in 1965 constituted the entire session.
You're right there. This is what he says on the ship.
On the ship.
Yeah, you don't. See, there's no P on ship. It's a D. It's not. It doesn't meet the rules.
On the ship. Yeah, you don't.
And then he says the next phrase says KID Ultra.
I mean,
that's obviously not there. I mean, it doesn't sound anything like it, unless my hearing's not right. But
no.
It's
a real stretch to get there. Real stretch, which steps way beyond the boundaries and protocols of formal reverse speech as a technology.
Yeah. Look, I would not go public with anything unless I've got at least a dozen really clear, precise reversals. I mean, what I go public with, I make darn sure is totally clear. And
well, I would
totally
urge
precise.
You do. You always have. And I don't know how long have we been doing programs now? It's over 10 years, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It would be 10 years, Jeff.
It's
been a long time.
Go back, all of you who are subscribers and listen in the archives, on March the 8th, David was on hour two with the Vandersloot reversals, and that was one of the eeriest hours we've ever spent together. I'll tell you that. That was some hair-raising stuff.
Yes, it certainly was. And that case is still going, too. I mean, I don't know
Did you have any response, David, at all from anyone involved with that case?
Well, yes. At one stage, I had a response of someone who knew the mother, and apparently the program got to the mother. But I haven't heard anything else. So,
you've done your best. That's all you can do.
Yep, that's all you can do. Absolutely, indeed.
Yeah. Coming up on the break here at the top of the hour. How about another example of a good, clear one? You got one there?
Yeah, good, clear one. Okay, well, you know what's always a Oh, look, here's something. This is interesting. Bush is talking about Social Security.
Retirement security also depends upon keeping the commitments of Social Security, and we will. We must make Social Security financially stable and allow personal retirement accounts for younger workers who choose them.
And that was, he says, and America wants her file on it.
And America wants her file on it. And America wants her file on it.
And again.
And America wants her file on it.
So implying that, that's the Big Brother mentality clicking in.
Right.
But I think you'd agree. That also is a very clear reversal.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Syllables and consonants and vowels.
All right there, and they just jump out at you. Okay, I think all of you who may not have had a handle on this are getting a good handle on it. We've got more to come. We'll take our top of the hour break and be right back with David John Oates. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you're along. And do visit the website at rentz.com. That's R-E-N-S-E, the world's most notorious home for misinformation and conspiracy, according to the U.S. Department of State. We'll be right back. John Oates is here. We're taking apart the rather worrisome story to at least Texans, if not a lot of other people, that there was supposed to be some kind of an Eastern nuclear detonation allegedly smuggled in on a freighter and so forth and so on. Anyway, we've been going through the reversals that were said to have confirmed this. And David John Oates, of course, the founder of Reverse Speech, is here. We've been playing those reversals and explaining to newcomers and you folks who know about it as well the differences between reverse speech examples that meet the criteria of professional reverse speech technology and those that that do not. And we continue. David, go right ahead.
Yes, we do indeed. You know what? Before we continue with Ken Washington, I want to play you a reversal. I just started a new training class in the Gold Coast of Australia, and my students found this reversal on the very first weekend on music, and I was really proud of them to find such a good, nice, clear reversal to start off with. This is on Creedence Clearwater Revival, so let's run it forward. Oops, sorry, that was backwards, forwards. There's a place up ahead and I'm going. Just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. And backwards he sings, hear woman, I will keep on the path, or path, actually using the American accent. So listen carefully. Here you can see if you can hear the listeners out there. I will keep on the path. And notice all the words and letters and syllables.
Here, woman, I will keep on the path.
And again.
Here, woman, I will keep on the path.
There, how's that? Nice, clear reversal in music.
Yeah, it is there. Now, he said, dear woman, dear woman.
Well, hear woman, hear woman.
Hear woman, hear woman.
It could be dear, actually. Well, let's listen again, folks. That's a very good question. And this is what I do in training class all the time. Is, okay, is that a D or an H? Let's go back and listen. Listen carefully. So is it dear woman or hear woman? Here we go. I'll play it twice.
Dear woman, dear woman. I'll bless you, Dear woman.
You know what? I think the first one is hear woman and the second one is dear woman.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's hear woman, dear woman.
Yeah.
I'll keep on the path. He will run with good ears, Jeff.
Dear woman, dear woman.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Now, you see, what he's doing, what he's saying subconsciously is he's making a very positive commitment or a vow, as it were. And I wonder if it's, now, for those of you who know this, it's not just a function of the forward lyrics. It's him thinking about interpreting those lyrics and what they mean to him on a subconscious level, I would think.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Now, this woman's this boy's obviously got a very strong commitment to some woman because
right.
Another popular Creedence Clearwater song I play in my lectures is this one here.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old forgotten
fields at
home.
And here he sings in reverse, I believe in my cool woman.
I believe in my cool woman.
And again.
I believe in my cool woman.
So here we have the woman referenced again in another popular Clinton song of that era.
Right.
Well, there you go. Interesting stuff. All right, let's look at another one of Ken Walsh's reversals. Now, this one I'm disappointed in. You know, the other ones I can give Ken the benefit of the doubt, but this one I'm disappointed in because he's done something that is an absolute no-no in reverse speech circles. He's actually cut a syllable out of the track so that the reversal that he thinks it says will fit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was really disappointed when I found this, and he's actually done it on two other occasions as well. But anyway, here's one of them. So this is, who's this speaking? This is Dr. Klaus Schwab. His documentation's good, founder of WEF, whatever WEF is. Anyway, let's run this forward.
I know, Elie Wiesel, you have been so much engaged in those issues of human rights.
Now, I think he plays it backwards to start off with. Oh, you know, I've lost it. We'll have to pick it up again.
I know, Elie Wiesel, you have been so much engaged in those issues of human rights. I know, Elie Wiesel, you have...
Now, he's got a reversal here that he says... You'll see their war now, okay? You'll see their war now. Now, I'm going to run this straight backwards. This is me running it backwards. And you notice it actually says, you'll see Lee. There's an L-Y sound after the word see, and then I don't think their war now is very clear. But anyway, listen to it straight backwards.
Well, you'll see we'll their war now. I know, Elie Wiesel, you have, you'll see me there one now.
Okay, can you hear what he's hearing? He's saying it, you'll see the war now, but there's an L-Y sound, if you could hear that quite clearly there, I think. You'll see Lee their war now? Could
play
you
it
hear
again.
That, Jeff?
Play it again.
Okay. All right, hang on. Let's run. This is straight backwards.
Oh, you'll see me there one now.
Right there. You'll see Lee... their war now. But
yeah, clearly. Yes, clearly there's a syllable there.
Yeah. Well, you'll see we'll their war now.
Now, Ken, much to my disappointment, documents it this way. He plays, you'll see, you'll hear the tape is spliced and that L-Y sound is taken out, and then that the phrase that he thinks is their war now.
You'll see their war now. You'll see their war now.
Can you hear how he's cut that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was really disappointed when I heard that. That's a definite no-no. You know, if you have to cut the phrase to make it sound what you want it to sound like,
right.
you've got to throw it out. You can't document it, you know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
there's an extra syllable there. You can't just cut the syllable out and say, oh, this is what it says. Excuse me. But, yeah, I was very disappointed, I must admit. I was, my office manager, my tech, pointed that one out to me. He said, keep going and listen to this one, Dave, and I was quite shocked.
Mm.
Then he has a reversal that he says, she saw the nuke. Let's play this forward.
She saw the nuke.
Right there, hang on. And again. But that's not saw the nuke, it's sorsh. And I wouldn't even not call that a good nuke either. No, I agree, Jeff. It's not there. Once again, let me tell folks here, this is not an example of decent reverse speech, okay? This is where we are trying to dispel a rumor that's growing in size very rapidly, that Houston is allegedly going to be nuked in Easter, and we're going through the reversals that this website, KenWelsh.com, has used to quote to what he claims validates this. And the next reversal he claims says Easter, and here we go.
How would you react to the statement of Madam Secretary, and how do you see Secretary, and how do you see...
Now, he says, this reversal says, Easter, you know.
Easter, you know. Yes.
And I'll play that again. Easter, you know.
Easter, you know.
I mean, it's just not there. I mean, I don't know what to say.
No, you've said it all. It's not there.
It's just not there. And this is, look, and it's just, it really concerns me. It really does. I must admit I had a sleepless night over this. Actually, no, a couple of them. First night when I found them, and then the next night she'll issue a press release, you know. But it's really my worst nightmare is people who are taking amateur reverse speech hobbyists, and there's nothing wrong with being an amateur reverse speech hobbyist. I quite encourage it. People sometimes send me some wonderful reversals, but you've got to follow the checkpoints, and you've got to follow the accepted research procedures. Now, they're all on my site. Everything's up there. And actually, Jeff, I'm right in the middle now of writing an article on how to find genuine speech reversals. So I'll send that to you when it's done.
Very good.
Get that up on the site and people can have a few guidelines to follow.
Indeed. All right. In the meantime, let me remind all of you, you can go to David's magnificent website at reversespeech.com and hear about 7,000 examples of crystal clear, stunning reverse speech.
Royal was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age.
He couldn't hear a countdown on that.
Disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX-411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rents.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I think I was clipped. Go to reversespeech.com and listen to some of the 7,000 examples up there. They will absolutely amaze you. And yes, you can get your own little recorders and do your own reversing. You can take the courses. It's all there. All right, David, let's go ahead. This is fascinating and a very valuable public service.
Yep, okay, all right. Why don't we look at some more of Ken Walsh's reversals, and then we'll play a couple of other genuine ones as well. I don't want to be disparaging my own technology tonight. He's got a couple on Condoleezza Rice, so let's run this, Lords.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the very probing question.
And it's got a reversal here that he says, April, fear it. Oops, hang on, I lost it. Hang on, here we go. Right there. I mean, you know, look, I can hear what he's hearing, but it just doesn't meet the checkpoints. It's,
no.
It's fear of. Let's run again, folks. Listen to how it's sounding. And see, this is for the amateur reverse speech hobbyists who are out there listening. This is the question you've got to ask yourself. Is every consonant and vowel sound clear and precise? Are the beginning of those words clear and precise? And, you know, my attitude is every reverse that I document, I may one day have to explain that to someone who's dissecting my whole theory, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've got to make sure that everyone is absolutely, totally clear and precise.
You're absolutely correct in what you're saying, and you always have done that from the very beginning.
Yep. So here we go. April fear it. We'll plan it again.
April fear it.
There's just nothing I would get a public with. Then he says, she says, oh, hang on, let's run it forwards first.
All people for whom I've known for years, I want to thank.
And I think he plays a bit backwards. No, I lost it again. Here we go.
I've known for years, I want to thank.
Now, he says, this says backwards, yes, I know we are fearing it.
Yes, I know we are fearing you. Come on, Beth. Yes, I know we are fearing you.
Now, you know what? I can hear, yes, I know. I can hear the first part of that. But the second part, we are fearing it, is just nothing like it.
Yes, I know we are fearing you. Come on, Beth. Yes, I know we are fearing you. Yes, I know we are fearing you.
It's not fearing it, it's nothing like it.
So, it's run together very badly.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah, right, and that's checkpoint number four, I think, is do the words run together? You've got to have a definite spacing between the words. Here, let's play another genuine reversal. Here we have a man talking about financial problems.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
And this is an example of the spirit speaking backwards, and it says, you're frightened, lean on me. And listen to the tonality, listen to the letters, the consonant, the vowel sounds.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
I mean, there's just no doubt about that. I mean, that's just as clear as you could have it, you could possibly want it to be. It's all
right. Quite right.
Yep. Yeah, here's one on George Bush just before he went into Iraq.
Help that nation to build a just government. After decades of
brutal
dictatorship.
That's funny, isn't it?
The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to...
Yeah, I'm here. I think... Okay, all right, we lost David, so stand by. We have a break coming up in a minute. We'll get reconnected to David. Again, we're doing the program tonight entirely over the telephone, so we apologize for the little bit of voice quality degradation. We usually have ISDN service and hope to have that up shortly. Network moved to new studios, and they're having some technical issues, as they say. What we've been hearing tonight, I hope, is very instructional. I hope it's enlightening. I hope it does allay and diminish any concerns that you have. Terror is such an easily manipulatable concept. God knows we've all seen it for years now in the media with all of those various colored stage alerts and so forth, and playing the American public like a yo-yo. And people, of course, have become desensitized to it, which is good. But on the other hand, when something eventually does happen, if it does, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Who's really going to pay much attention? So, all right, David, you're back.
Yeah, when did you lose me? At what point?
Just starting to play that last one, I believe.
We will sit in Baghdad. Okay.
Yeah, so we're just about to go to a break, so let's hold off. I mean, every time I hear that cretin talk and read what has been written for him by his writers, it literally makes I have a physical palpable reaction of disgust. He is so abhorrent to what the spirit of this nation was and was built upon.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Hideous. All right, we'll come right back and listen to the president and a reversal from that little tract in just a couple minutes with David John Oates.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, You can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. I say physics, and you see bushy-haired Einstein? Well, sit down, strap in, and hold on, because when I come back, I'll give you a physics lesson practiced by the bushy scientist of NASCAR.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Lab Einstein, today's physics lesson, straight from the racetrack, is taught by the Busch Series champ Martin Truex. The subject, nitrogen. Martin and all the NASCAR racers use nitrogen in their race car tires instead of regular compressed air. Why? Nitrogen contains less moisture than air, which makes nitrogen-filled tires less susceptible to expansion-contraction irregularities that affect tire pressure and heat, which correlates directly to driver control. Now, don't try this physics experiment at home, because race cars scoot around at about 190 miles per hour. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
To hear some of, just horrible. I'm going to brace myself. George Bush speaking forward, which we'll see what he says backwards. But I tell you, David, I'm not kidding. I think I'm not alone. A lot of people have written to me. They just can hardly stand to listen to the guy anymore. The lies just pour forth
like a gusher of vomit.
Well, I absolutely agree. He's not very well liked in Australia, I can tell you.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yep. All right, here he is. This is 2 weeks before he went into Iraq, and he's talking about the need for a new government in Iraq.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And backwards, he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad. We will sit in Baghdad.
They certainly were. Within not too long a time after that broadcast took place, they were marching into the streets of Baghdad.
There's Bush's subconscious speaking the truth right there in reverse.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely correct, and that's exactly what happened. Gee, I've got some of my reversals on Bush I just can't play on the air, but they certainly show the man for what he is. So go to my website and see some of the ones I can't.
Hey, listen, it wouldn't bother me any. I mean, it's his reversals, and that's who he is.
Look, are you sure?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm positive.
Okay, look, I'm going to play you this one. This is my favorite reversal. I play this at all my lectures on George Bush, and everyone just bursts out into laughter.
Well, we can, if there's something off color, we can ask people to turn the radio down or if you need to. But the guy speaks from his subconscious, so we have a right to hear it. And
this is classic George Bush. Here we go. He's talking about working with the members of Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Get all this done, and we look forward to working with the members of Congress to get it done. I'll answer a couple of questions starting with Fournier of the AP.
And where he says, I look forward to working with members of Congress, he says, choke the blankers. Yeah, you can work out that word now.
Choke the blankers now.
Can't get much clearer than that.
No, that's exactly what his respect level for the Congress would be, too. For most of them, they just... a bunch of useless blankers.
Yep, exactly correct. That's him all over. And I've written an article on George Bush, Inside the Mind of George W. Bush. That's on my website, along with dozens and dozens of other articles on all sorts of interesting topics.
Terrific.
Go to reversespeech.com, SPEECH, not EACH, as some people mistakenly spell it. And...
You need to come over here and do a tour again.
I've had people email me, ask me to come over. I've got to find an agent who can set it up and organize it. So right. I'll start searching around and seeing what I can find. And, I need to come over. I get emails all the time, people wanting to know when I'm coming back.
Well, you'd have no trouble finding someone in many, many major cities who would step forward and put it together for you there, but an agent would certainly help.
Yeah, I'm off to Switzerland in August, so that'll be good. Giving a day workshop, so that will kick reverse speech off in Europe, I would imagine. All right, we are looking at reversals allegedly claiming that there's going to be a nuke attack in Houston in Easter. The opinion of myself, after 22 years of work and training hundreds of students, is that these reversals are just not up to par. Point of fact, they would certainly not pass the basic reverse speech exam after the first weekend. Here are reversals on the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. When was he elected? Just recently, was he?
Right.
Okay, this is his first appearance before Congress. You know, Ken is documented this well. He's certainly got his dates and documentation down. So, Ken, take some training, mate, and you'll be dynamite. You'll be really good. You've got the dedication, and I just think you should do some training. All right, first one. We're running it now.
The central tendency of the forecasts of members of the Board of Governors and the presidents of Federal Reserve banks is for real GDP to increase about 3.5% in 2006 and 3% to 3.5% in 2007. the central tendency of the forecast.
Okay, says this reversal says Soviet nuke.
Okay, all for the isn't it?
Excuse me, that's a bit. Soviet nuke is not even close.
I don't hear it at all. I don't hear anything close to it.
I can't even hear what he's hearing on that one. Wow.
Play it again.
Yeah, I certainly will.
To increase.
That's just nothing like Soviet nuke. I can't even hear what he's hearing. Then he says, the next reversal says, by the pier.
In 2006.
I must be playing the wrong. I'm not playing the wrong one. I'm playing the right one. You're right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. He's saying this is, says by the pier. You can hear the by, but it's serious or something. Yeah, no, I'm on the right track. So the first one he claims says Soviet nuke. It doesn't even sound close to Soviet nuke. And the next one he says by the pier. Well, as you can hear, that's just not there. Not even close. And then he says the next one says hidden inside.
Inside.
I can hear the inside just.
It's a super, super stretch to get where he wants to go with those, according to legitimate reverse speech protocols. I also would point out the obvious that apparently this new Fed chairman has been told all about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Allegedly.
So I mean,
doesn't wash. We'll talk about complementarity when we get back, how the chords have to relate to the reverse.
Very good. All right, be right back with David in just a couple minutes.
Herbal Healer Academy is a worldwide supplier of the absolute finest natural medicines that you may need in these difficult times. The HHA specializes in keeping your health at the highest possible level with the world's most outstanding natural products and supplements, such as the incredible SEAC Herbal Tea, the best colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and literally hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and research material. The HHA has homeopathic detox solutions for the most crucial toxins on the planet, including aerosol spraying, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name just a few. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com, check out our online member testimonials, and huge catalog of fabulous products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, My toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart in the foot care section.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, right back with David. Live from Australia, as we conclude a fascinating 2 hours of reverse speech, the protocols, procedures needed to really establish credibility when you're working in reverse speech, and setting, hopefully, down a story that needed to be set down some time ago, and to allow all people in Texas and the Houston area to relax a little bit. Now, many of these predictions of disaster, David, also fall into the trap of over-concentrating and focusing on historic dates or numerology or all kinds of things like that. And I've seen so many of them, you have too, and this one was supposedly tied into something, a historic date of another explosion in Texas and all that. But it just doesn't wash. It's too melodramatic. It's tabloid-esque.
Yeah, there was a woman doing the rounds a while back, or I don't want to say a while back, just recently, in the last 2 or 3 months, calling herself a reverse speech expert, and she was claiming that she had reversals that said there was going to be a rapture on March the 7th, a massive UFO activity. Well, of course, March the 7th came and went, and nothing happened.
Too bad.
I certainly wasn't raptured.
Too bad she's still around, I guess, then. Didn't get picked up either.
Yes, she is still around.
Yeah,
she's still around.
There you go. There's so much crap on the internet now, it's sad, but there's some good stuff, too, and this is some of it, thanks to David. All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to look at a couple more of Ken Walsh's reversals, and look, let me just say one thing to Ken. Look, Ken, please, I'm really not meaning this as being personal, but unfortunately, I think you made a mistake, and it's a grave mistake, and you cannot make such public statements as Houston's going to be nuked in Easter without clear evidence and what we've got here with a few reversals that just don't exist, you know. And that's what I was going to say. And the other thing that's important to note with these reversals too is that reverse speech operates by the principle of what I call complementarity, and that is the forward and the reverse relate to each other. And in 90% of all reversals, you will have this direct contextual relationship where what's being said backwards relates directly to what's being said forward.
In other words, if David and I are talking about food, the reversals coming from us will be about food or eating or something like that.
Right.
There's a complementarity issue.
Exactly correct. And none of these reversals of Ken Walsh fit the complementarity rule. There is no relationship.
You know, David, that may be the single most blatant disqualifier of the whole string. I haven't heard any complementarity that I can remember at all.
Right. No, there's no complementarity. Reversals don't relate to what he's saying forwards.
most of them are just scattered words which he's tried to pull together and that don't even meet basic documentation criteria.
Well, and in one case, edited together, too.
Oh, very disappointed to hear that. that you know, that was my biggest shock of all, I must admit. I first of all was horrified he was using time compression or stretching the sound rather than just slowing it down, because that changes the characteristics of the backwards phrase. But then to hear that blatant cut and splicing a sound out so the reversal would fit is horrendous. One of my practitioners just messaged me just then saying someone would be disbarred from reverse speech for doing that. So there you go. All right, here we have reversals on Bill Clinton.
One of our favorites.
Oh, yes. Here he is in January 2006.
I think we have to deal with it. So it's the thing that I worry most about.
Now, this reversal allegedly says the nuke. Sorry, the nuke, or whatever. Let's find out. Well, I can hear what he's hearing, but you've got the nuke. There is an L sound in there. Hang on, where are we? Yeah, I can sort of hear what he's hearing on that one.
What's the, I forgot what the forward context was.
Oh, okay, he is the forward.
I think we have to deal with it. So it's the thing that I worry most about.
It's the thing that I worry most about.
Is he talking about nuclear weapons?
I don't know what he's talking about. It's the World Economic Conference, allegedly, in Davos, Switzerland. Still wouldn't document it. Then here's the next section.
Economic and political integration in a manner that benefits to promote economic and political.
Now here he strung several words together. This is another, I think he's cut and paste this as well. I'm not sure. Let's just listen to it and find out. But he says, it says, risk it, bomb, Iran, attack. Okay, I can hear what he's saying. There it is. Okay, this is what he's done. He's strung words together once again by splicing them out of a... okay, he's taken a sentence and he's heard three or four isolated words. So he spliced out the gibberish in between those three or four isolated words and tried to string them together to make a sentence. And the sentence he's allegedly trying to string them together to say is risk it, bomb, Iran, attack.
Risk it, bomb, Iran, attack.
The Iran attack is certainly not clear. And once again, he's done the basic thing wrong. He's cut and pasted, he's spliced the gibberish out. Alright, and the lucky last one, this is all we'll look at. I've still got pages and pages of his reversals. I can go through them one by one and dissect them down, but I think I've proven my point. You know, these are not clear reversals. They're not reversals to make such a dramatic and scary public announcement about.
Right.
Alright, here we have another section.
Worry most about over the long run, and in the short run, the thing I think we could do the most about.
Now, he's got two reversals here that says bomb on the boat and then act normal, allegedly.
Ocean and our wall of the world, the swim here.
What?
Wall of the world, and our
wall. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I can hear Wolf what he's hearing. Bomb on the boat and then act normal.
And then in our
I can may be here and then act normal. This, the bomb on the boat is just not precise. So there we go, Jeff. That's basically my analysis of Ken Welsh's reversals. I won't play the rest of them, you know.
I think you've been abundantly clear in your demonstration, and nothing else needs to be done with it. And
it's no.
You spend,
no, it's just...
You spend hundreds of hours on something, and I'm wondering how many other scenarios you could extract from that much material. If you follow me, if you're not using the protocol strictly, you could probably conjure up all kinds of things.
Yeah, and you know, and unfortunately, that is the criticism that the skeptics throw up at reverse speech, and they are right. I mean, in between the genuine reversals, of which I've played several tonight to illustrate there are very clear genuine reversals, but in between that, you've got all this gibberish, and unless you are really following the protocol to know what you're doing, you can project anything you like into the gibberish, and. One of the things I get my analysts to do in their first lot of homework is run the tape straight backwards so they can't hear what's on the forwards, and that's to reduce bias, so they're not being biased by any pre-existing belief systems or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
I think, unfortunately, that's what Ken Welsh has done. He's had an idea, and he's gone into reverse speech to try to find clues that would bolster his idea. I don't think it's the other way around. And see, when you're researching reverse speech, you need to go with what the reversals show you.
Right.
And not go into it with a predisposed belief. Okay, I believe this is so. Let's find reversals to prove my point. It's got to be the other way around. Let the reversals show me what is going on. Does that make sense?
Quite does, indeed. If I hope Ken will post, or maybe he has posted, but maybe not, your press release on this, because both sides of the story need to be aired. We've certainly done that tonight, and I would hope he would add your disavowing of his work as part of the journalistic aspect of what he's trying to do. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see what he does. You know, I didn't tell him I was going to be on your show tonight, but it was on the front page of your show, so it was quite well advertised. But Ken and anyone else out there, if you're really serious about getting involved in reverse speech, take some training. There's several ways you can do it. I have online training where we meet once every couple of weeks. I'm in the reverse speech audio chat room. I've got a class going in England right now, actually. We have several people meet in, and we train online. So just the fact that I'm in Australia and you're in America is not going to make any difference, because we can do this all through the marvels of modern technology.
Very good. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it, as always. Give Simone a hug for me, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Speak to you.
Okay. David John Oates. Well, that's our program tonight. We'll pause and be right back with you in 21 hours. See you then.